Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. America's top-rated sportsbook app is wishing you the happiest of holidays and to kick off the season of giving. DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week, and luckily for us sports fans, there's an abundance of action taking place all week. Football teams are in the hunt for the playoffs, while college basketball season is just getting underway. There is no better place to get in all the action, and if you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this, because DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They do it all. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up, and you could get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time for Ask Ross. And Ross, don't forget, we are going to pick a best question. The winner of the best question gets that fantastic Labatt blue shirt, courtesy of our buddy Kevin from over at Labatt. So you ready to go, Ross?
I am.
All right. John from Rising Sun says, Ross, during the end of the first half and second half, Rutgers was successful blitzing their safety off the edge untouched, and that seemed to halt Penn State's running game momentum. Shraka never made any adjustments. If you were the offensive coordinator, what adjustments would you make to counter that safety blitz?
Well, they did a really good job, because I watched it again this morning. They did a really good job of having him come down late. You know, they would make it look like there was a two safety look, and then they would come down really late into the formation and either blitz or just be there for the run. So sometimes, and I know a lot of people don't want to do this, but sometimes you do have to kind of give credit to the other team and say, hey, that's a nice job. Because I could sit here and say, well, what I would do is I would then audible to a pass against the safety coming down. But here's the thing. The safety's coming down so late, you don't have time to audible at that point. So sometimes they have a good play and they have a good call. And look, they have 85 guys on scholarship. They're a Big Ten team as well. And sometimes you have to tip your cap and just say, hey, they got us on that one. So kudos to the Rutgers D coordinator, whoever he is, because he did a nice job a couple times, I thought, in that game.
All right. Next up is Dave from Pennsburg, who says, Ross, last week I asked if Penn State should pursue a transfer quarterback, which you question because there may not be any great options available. Mackenzie Milton from Central Florida just entered the transfer portal. Does he fit the mold of someone who could help Penn State? Would he be an upgrade over the other potential starters on the roster? And does Penn State run an offense that he would find aligned to his talents?
I don't think so. He suffered an absolutely, absolutely devastating injury. And the fact that he's leaving UCF tells me that, you know, that it's not, there's no playing time to be had for him there. Now, they do have a good quarterback in Dylan Gabriel, so maybe that's part of it. I guess I just kind of feel like I don't know if I would give a scholarship to a guy coming off that type of devastating injury. It's a shame.
It really is, because he was a very good player. I read up a little bit on this, and what he talked about with transferring was he didn't want to create a quarterback controversy down there. He wanted to go someplace where he could be the starter and get his opportunity in the NFL. All right, next up, Ross, is Chris from Massachusetts, who says, One of the things I really liked out of Clifford was his decision-making, especially when running. He didn't take many big hits and was sliding and running out of bounds. Then the sideline reporter for Fox Sports 1 coming out at halftime and said James Franklin wanted Clifford to stop sliding on run plays. He doesn't think that makes any sense. For years, we've had injuries at quarterback position due to those hits.
I didn't hear that. Did they really say that?
Well, they did, but here was my theory on it, Ross, for what it's worth. Yes, the sideline reporter said that. What I was wondering is if it got misinterpreted a little bit, because if you recall, there were a couple games where Clifford, he needed 10 yards and he would slide at 8 or 9 and would have been able to get the first down if he was more aware. I had the feeling it was more about decision making than James Franklin wanting him to take more risks. That's my theory.
Well, it wouldn't make any sense to think that he just wants him to take more hits. That there's no logic there. So I think maybe he just wants him to be more aware of where it is that he slides.
That's what I think also. All right, let's go with Doug from Wellsboro, who says, Ross, if the schedule were reversed and Penn State started the year playing Michigan, Rutgers, and Michigan State, would the season have played out differently? I'm going to kind of twist his question, Ross, and I guess the way he's really asking it is the unfortunate way Indiana game ended, which was the first game of the year, if that had turned out different, or the way it did turn out, what effect did that have on Penn State's play the rest of the season?
So it's all speculation, and none of us will ever know, obviously. But I have said from the start that I believe the Maryland, Iowa, and Nebraska games were greatly affected by Penn State starting out 0-2 and sort of having all of their goals and dreams for this season evaporated, you know, after the second game. I mean, that's a tough thing, man. I mean, every goal they had was pretty much out of possibility at that point. So that's why I guess I kind of feel like, yes, it probably would have gone differently. I think they probably win, and not just the schedule. I think they've gotten better and they're playing better. Like, I think the way they're playing right now, they don't lose to Maryland and Nebraska the way they're playing right now. I don't know about Iowa, but they don't lose to Maryland and Nebraska the way they're playing right now.
One part of all this that sometimes gets forgotten is those out-of-conference games that a team usually plays. Yes, they're kind of gimmies, but that gives a team a chance to figure it out, especially with new coaching and so on. All right, next up is Jerry from Arlington, Texas, who asks, Ross, how do you see the development of the young tight ends, especially their blocking, when they were not much into blocking when they were in high school?
I've been pretty impressed, actually. You know, I've talked about this before, but Theo Johnson and Brenton Strange were straight wide receivers in high school. There wasn't really a whole lot on their videos because I watched them of either of them, any evidence of them blocking anybody. I mean, Strange might have had one or two like wide receiver blocks. I don't think Theo Johnson even had that. And yet both those guys, Strange is kind of feisty. Strange gets after it. You know, Johnson, even as an inline blocker, has done a nice job. I think Tyler Bowen, the tight end coach for Penn State, deserves a lot of credit for what he's done with those two guys, because it's noticeable that they are very competent blockers who didn't block a soul in high school.
Definitely. And they're very seldom does the layperson like myself take notice of, you know, who individually is blocking so well along the offensive line or tight end, but those tight ends have really stood out, and it's been very impressive. All right, next up, Ross, we've got Kurt from Lehigh Valley says, clearly Levis has the size to do some straight ahead hard runs. How hard would it be to learn how to take a snap under center to increase the odds on 4th-and-1? Is taking a snap that way too complicated or risk risky if only done occasionally.
I would say that. I would say it's not something you want to do if you're only going to do it occasionally. It's not something that you really want to get in the habit of, you know. You know. By the way, that also sort of gives it away, right? So right. I don't think it's a good idea, and I don't think it's necessary, quite frankly.
Well, what's interesting is you say if he went under center, it would give it away. Are you saying the defense might think, because Will Levis is under center, that he's going to run the ball as opposed to taking it from the shotgun 17 times and running it 17 times?
Right. No, I think either way you think he's going to run it. I think if he's under center, you think it's going to be a quarterback sneak. And if he's under center and he doesn't do that very often, then you have the chance of fumbling the snap.
Okay. Next up is Kent from Raleigh, North Carolina. It says, "Hey, Russ, appreciate all your insight on the offensive line and how they work to techniques from last week's show." I knew that would be popular, Ross. Anyway, this weekend, the offensive and defensive line appeared to be lights out, especially in the first half. I'd like to know your comments as to what you saw differently from previous weeks.
Yeah, so this was a week in which I watched the game on the television copy. Then I watched the Big Ten in 60. So I didn't get a chance to watch the coaching tape from the end zone to really be able to see if I could notice anything different. It just seemed like they were doing a really good job of not allowing penetration and keeping everything flat along the line of scrimmage. It's almost impossible to see technique from the sideline television copy. You know, people don't know this, but as an offensive lineman, you never watch the sideline, ever. You only watch the end zone. But I'm not only watching the offensive line, I'm watching everything going on out there, right? Like I'm watching the receivers and the quarterback and game and time situation. So that I only did that one week because I was traveling and I wasn't going to be able to watch the Big Ten in 60 or whatever. So I can't see anything different from a technique standpoint. It just, they obviously did a good job of knowing who they were blocking. I didn't see mental errors, sticking with their assignments and not allowing penetration.
It is a lot of fun to watch, though, seeing them open up some holes for the running game. All right, Ross, that is it for Ask Ross. By the way, I think this may have been a record. We got 7 questions in today. That's fantastic. That's it for Ask Ross. Stick around. We've got Andy and Bob back, and we're going to name our Ask Ross winner.
To kick off the season of giving, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.